Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher. He covers the LSU Tigers first, does a great job working for Jenny King out in Baton Rouge, Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Scott, this is why you run all those laps and, you know, field all those ground balls and all that time in the batter's box, you know, in some of the cold days and some of the warm days and hot days, is to play in Omaha in June. And what a great feeling for LSU to head back to Omaha.
Yeah, wow. You know, let me tell you, all these teams, obviously, you know, some of them, you know, at the beginning of the year, we're like, man, we went in like Murray State. They probably like, our goal's in at Omaha. But realistically, they're usually like, yeah, we really don't have a shot. But let's just say it. But, hey, eight teams are there. Every one of them's put in the time, put in the effort. Obviously, long nights, early mornings, a lot of weight room time, believe it or not, and a lot of 4-1s. Just so many things. But what a blessing for these guys to all get a shot to go out there and soak it all in.
So what is your take on because you look this day and age, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness and all, that to get to Omaha, I'd say is kind of a, I don't know, flash in the pan, flame out, SEC and the ACC. Considering the opportunities that you had there, look, only a couple of teams out of a record 13 tournament teams. You know, you look at the Southeastern Conference. So I don't know. What's your take on that? Is it that the parity that you have in baseball more than football and basketball? Because I even told people this about this March Madness. I mean, I would just go chalk, and all of a sudden it's like you almost can't be wrong. Because if you have a player who has success, then they'll end up getting paid and they move up. And then you look at the football opportunities. What's your take on baseball that you don't see, okay, who's dominant? You might say the perception and the rankings they're dominant, but who's actually in Omaha? Now, everyone expected a great opportunity for LSU and Arkansas, but when you even look at the ACC, look at the opportunities they had in the Super Regional, well, who's there? Louisville? So there's – I thought that's interesting when you look at sports that we watch, considering this day and age what's occurred.
Yeah, you know, obviously football is football and basketball is basketball. And sometimes, you know, probably 90% of the time the better team wins. But, you know, I'll probably blow your mind right here because a lot of people watch a ton of baseball. But I always say, you know, baseball, any given day, a team that's ranked 150th in the country can beat the number one team in the nation. And the reason why is baseball is the only sport where the defense has the ball. Think about it, right? Besides softball. Okay, softball, baseball, yeah. Only sport the defense has the ball. So at the end of the day, a lot of it all comes down to that dude on the mound. If that dude on the mound has everything he needs to do, he has his stuff, he gets lucky, that the guys playing behind him make plays for him, upsets can happen. You know, baseball is where you're going to find the most upsets. You know, perfect example, like we said, Murray State.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, it's so it's just like it's a game that it doesn't matter your payroll. It doesn't matter your NIL. It doesn't matter if you got an All-American on the mound or if you got a six-year guy that transferred in from Tuscaloosa State, Alabama, right. or a little bitty podunk town. You know what I mean? It's about the dude on that mound. And sometimes that guy can get up there, can control the game, and his team can scratch out a couple runs. David could beat Goliath.
Well, the perfect example, when you think about it, is like, this can't happen. This thing is the worst nightmare. Arkansas Little Rock. I think LSU fans were like squirming in their seat. What occurred there, and considering what they did, and when you get hot at the right time and all that, I think when I played in the Arkansas Razorback, no, it was the Arkansas Little Rock Trojans, and think how scary that was.
100%. I can promise you there was a lot of Tiger fans in that stadium, nervous, chewing on some fingernails, because I'll be honest, I was one of them. I was like, oh my gosh, this team is about to find a way to maybe, you know, figure out how to do it. And at the end of the day, you know, LSU ended up overpowering them, obviously, and they just kind of ran out of pitch. You know, they threw a guy out there was probably tired and did his best, I love that's the reason why I love baseball so much, because it doesn't matter who you are or how big you are or even how hard you throw, because we've seen guys throwing 100 and can't get anybody out, and you've seen guys throwing 85, get everybody out. So
yeah. And now, Mr. Sanders, I trust your opinion. I mean, how important is this first game? You look how, I don't know, you could speculate how the College World Series is going to unfold, but how important it is, because I don't know, I think LSU, if they could beat Arkansas, that great chance to be national champions. I don't know about coming from the loser's bracket, but I think this is almost like a championship game, and it's the first game, LSU and Arkansas. I know it's double elimination and all that, but how important it is, I think it's more important for LSU to win than Arkansas.
Well, the reason why it's most important is because you lose game one, your back's against the wall for the next 4, 5, 6 days. And then if you get lucky enough to get out of that, then you got to face somebody who's really good in a 3-game series. So you want to try to stay in that winner's bracket as long as possible, because at the end of the day, LSU's pitching staff, even though it's been up and down, it's deep enough to lose game one and still get out, you know, of the double elimination. But if they do, then they're going to really be they're going to really have a trouble in the winner of the best 2 out of 3.
Right.
Because very rarely do you find somebody lose their first game and end up being national champions. I don't know the stats, to be honest, but I don't think it's very high.
Scotty, this is right up your wheelhouse. We seeing a glimpse into the future, but yet it's the present with William Smith, Cooper Williams, these freshmen that LSU have, and even, you know, with Chase, I don't know if Chase is going to come out for the draft or not one way or another, but we are looking at the pitching staff for 2026 at LSU. And these young men, for the most part, man, the moment wasn't too big for them. So your assessment of the young pitchers that, you know, Jay Johnson has been able to kind of wield out on the mound for LSU.
Yeah, so you know, these guys, and obviously Cason Evans is another one. I mean, freshman, the future is bright at LSU. They have a lot of big arms, and they have a lot of these guys. The most important thing is they're getting experience as a freshman on the big stage with the big lights, with the pressure on. You know, do they crumble when they get to Omaha? Hopefully not, because I'll be honest, Omaha is going to be a bigger crowd. Obviously, you're doubling and a little bit more than what you get at the box. But as everybody knows, LSU is going to have the purple and gold is going to be filling that stadium up. So it's going to feel like a home game in Omaha. So if there's 25,000, 26,000, I can promise you 16 is going to be purple and gold, if not more. And the other thing is the people who aren't from there, they cheer for LSU in Omaha. If their team's not playing, because LSU pretty much put Omaha on the map from being just a tournament to now it's an event. It's no longer just a baseball world. It is literally.
Well, because they spend the money. They spend the money in the Jell-O shots. We probably want to break that record. And you want to be national champs and break the Jell-O shot record.
You know,
alcohol sales. Man, business is picking up.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, they brought the tailgate aspect to Omaha, And obviously it's grown and it's grown, it's grown. And if you talk to anybody in Omaha, they'll tell you LSU made that. In 1989, I went to Omaha because I was playing across. I was playing summer league ball in Red Oak, Iowa, which was only 25, 30 minutes. And literally, I walked up the day of the game and bought like two tickets for like $8 and sat like literally 10 rows back on plate. You know what I mean? Just that doesn't happen anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Scott, I was locked into the Arkansas-Tennessee Super Regional, and it was really interesting to see Zach Root, who's been good all season long. He's an all-SEC performer. How fiery he was against that Tennessee squad. And I think that, you know, Tennessee just being the quote-unquote villains of college baseball really brought out the best in him because he was outstanding. And this is an ace for this Arkansas pitching staff that we're expecting to see on Saturday night. I want to get your evaluation of him because the changeup's been there all year long for him. But at the same time, he's also had an uptick in his velocity on that fastball in recent weeks as well. So he's a tough customer from the left side of the mound.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's going to be a competitor. He's going to go out there and, I mean, they're going to want to get 6 to 7 innings out of him. If LSU wants to beat him, they need to get him out inning 4, inning 5, maybe let him start inning 6, but they have to get him out and get to that bullpen. You know, obviously the drilling that you get between regionals and super regionals, you're going to see a little tick up sometime in guys' fastballs. You're not going to see a guy start throwing 103, but a guy like him, he's going to tick up a couple just from the drilling. And obviously, everybody knows that Tony Vitello is not going to be coming to too many people's weddings. So I'm sure that just them, being at home and facing Tennessee, he had a little vengeance he probably wanted to pay back, you know.
Scott, one of the things is we've seen it over the last few weeks. Man, Steven Milam, who, you know, man, Monster Milam, and the way he hits the ball, he hit a shot. I would have bet you everything I had that ball wasn't going to be a home run. And it was like a line drive. Toof, it goes over. He has really been a spark plug for this LSU offense. And he's a great defensive player, but he's really been the last couple weeks the spark plug for them offensively.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's a gamer. He's made four errors at shortstop all season, which is absolutely incredible. At any level, especially in the SEC and the high, the quality opponents that LSU's played this year, but he just finds a way to get those pesky hits. He's that gnat in the lineup. He's the guy that I always hated to face because I almost would just rather throw one right down the middle and him just hit pitch one somewhere. If he hits it at somebody, he's out. If he gets on base, he gets on base. But he's the guy that's going to work the count, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitches. And then even when you get him out after 7, 8 pitches, you still feel defeated because it's like you have to put so much energy just to get him out. And on top, he's a switch hitter. So he's always seeing breaking balls coming into him instead of going away from him. So that definitely helps as well.
Now, Scott, everyone wants to be like, I don't know, a fan. They'll give Coach Johnson advice what needs to be done. So what do you think, like at third base? Look at Braswell. He transfers from South Carolina. A big part of the team last year is shortstop. He goes to third base. Now he's been struggling at the plate as of late. But, hey, LSU, come on. They have so much depth. And does it matter who starts at third base, depending if it's a right or left-handed pitcher? Well, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jay's going to play that matchup. Obviously, as a lefty, Root's going to be on the mound, the first game Saturday, 6 o'clock. Braswell will be at third base. I think if there's a righty in the starting, you know, they'll go to Reeves. So I think he's going to keep, you know, Jay loves he loves playing matchups. He's the matchup king. And defensively, I think they're probably what and what. But I kind of do like Braswell out there only because he's playing the SEC for 4 years. You know, that is something that you just can't take. That experience you can't take away. But hey, who knows? Reeves might be the guy. He's had some bad luck, man. He's hit some balls well on the screws. They catch him. I think he had three or four to the warning track. But hopefully, you know, they're gonna need a little production at third base to you know, because that they're gonna whoever it is gonna be in the eight spot probably, and you know, if they can get some production out of that, LSU will be they'll be in a good spot.
Scott, one thing about Jay is he's never going to tell us who's starting. I mean, he hasn't done it throughout the entire postseason. The whole thing with Ianson starting game one of the regional came out the day of, like an hour before the start time. Same thing with Kate Anderson throwing game one of the super regional against West Virginia. When you have those two aces, it kind of makes it a little bit more, I guess, a question mark for the opponent. But who do you think is going to be throwing this opener in Omaha? Kate Anderson would be on full rest if he throws on Saturday. You know, we saw that matchup between Anderson and Ruth, the two great southpaws, back in early May when these two teams matched up in that opener. But do you think it's going to be Kate, or do you think he's going to kind of switch it up and go with Anthony Ianson for the opener?
100% it'll be Kate Anderson. He is your guy. And I know Ianson's had some good past, whatever, 6-8 weeks, but a guy like Jay, he's going to ride his horse. His horse is Kate Anderson, even though he gave up a few runs last time out. But I can promise you, when that 6 o'clock, it will be Kate Anderson on that mound, and he will be ready. You know, and I'm looking forward to him on that big stage, and hopefully he can keep doing what he's doing.
Scotty, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Appreciate your time. Yep. I don't know if we get to see you next Wednesday. It's the Bayou Region Hall of Fame, but hopefully if you're not there, we'll see you real soon.
Yeah, definitely. One more thing before I go, for all the listeners out there. The last time that all eight teams in Omaha were not there, any of them were the year prior, was 1957. So this is the first time 1957, that all eight teams, none of them were in the College World Series last year. That
is a really, really interesting stat.
Well, that's telling me everybody has a chance. Dance. You say I have a chance. there's parity. You have a chance. So yeah. That is an awesome stat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
They can put all the NIL money in their pocket.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, a member, just like Bobby Jay, of the Bayou Region Hall of Fame, which will be this coming Wednesday. And a couple people we know there. Coach O enters the Hall of Fame along with Michael Parrington, who is the director of
who's a bigwig with the Houdat Nation.
Yes, indeed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.